This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to Road School Moms Radio, where education meets adventure. Your hosts, Kimberly Travaglino of Full Time Families and Mary Beth Goff, the road trip teacher, will share advice, information, and encouragement to bring your road schooling efforts to new levels. Hello, and welcome to another edition of Road School Moms Live. I'm one of your hosts, Kimberly Travaglino, full-time RVing mom and road school mom to four wonderful kiddos, and full-timing since 2010, and co-founder of FullTimeFamilies.com, the resource for full-timing families. And on the line with me tonight?
Hey, it's Mary Beth Goff, your road teacher, also a homeschooling mama to four kiddos. And we've been full-timing for, almost 3 years now, I guess. I am the author and founder of RoadTripTeacher.com, as well as the Chronicles of Our Road School Travels on DiaryOfARoadMom.com. And we are so excited to be with you here tonight, no matter where in the world you are. How's it going, KT?
It's going really good. It's chilly here. I'm calling from beautiful, usually sunny and warm Sedona in northern Arizona. But it's been chilly and rainy, and I even posted some pictures of our road school week that included a bunch of mud. So it's been a wintry mix. And how about by you, Mary Beth?
Well, we made a quick trip since I talked to you last. I've made a quick trip back to Illinois for just a little Christmas family holiday gathering, and I am headed back to South Florida in just a few days, and I can tell you that I'm looking forward to it. I am a very spoiled, wintering Florida person, I've decided. For a traditional Indiana girl that spent the first, 40 years of her life in the Midwest in the winter, it didn't take me very long to figure out how much I love warmer weather. I'm just not a winter person.
Yeah, I bet. Well, you know, it's funny because we actually lived in Florida for a long time before we launched. And so, opposites attract or what have you, but we're kind of done with the whole Florida thing for a while. And we are a little bit enjoying and sometimes not so much enjoying the wintry weather. We are actually boondocking or dry camping this week. And for our listeners who don't know what that means, it means that we're using all our self-contained utilities and we're not plugged in anywhere. And what that means specifically in the winter is the only way you're going to get heat is with your furnace because you can't run your heaters on your batteries, or so I'm told by the blue man in this house. So we've been just using the heater, and we've been trying to be miserly with it, but also the heaters run down your batteries. Not the heaters, the furnace runs down your batteries. So this morning we woke up to the most high-pitched, high-decibel squeal you could ever think of, and it was our LP indicator alarm telling us that the batteries were dead. So it's a little more extreme than just camping in the winter.
Yeah, you know, when I seen that you were doing that, I was like, oh, that's so cool. I'm so glad that's not me. You know, I don't know. It all sounds good. And at the beginning, I always think we could do that. That would be so fun. That would really be what it's about. And then every time that it's even a possibility, I just wet feet, cold feet, whatever you call it, sets in very quickly for me.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. Lazy asked me today exactly what cold feet meant. You know, later in the broadcast, we'll be talking with Sheila, the creator of Orange Rhino. That is a program in which she suggests that you can be a mom and not yell. I don't think those two things are exclusive. I think that you cannot be a mom and not yell. But we're going to be having not only Sheila, but a guest or two who has used the program and stopped yelling. So I'm really excited to hear about this and possibly give ourselves a year of no yelling. I'm not sure. I'm a little bit on the fence about whether I myself am I going to take the challenge. I think I'll make my decision by the end of the show. What about you, Mary Beth?
Well, you know, I've watched this with interest. I totally followed Margie Lundy. I was so envious of her
And then I'll have to say when she yelled after however many days it was at the first day, I was like, oh, my goodness, I can't believe that. And then I was like, ha-ha, see, it's not possible. And when you – see, when we first got together last year before Thanksgiving, that was when you started – you were trying to kind of follow that path then. So I'm interested. I'm not saying I will or won't. I just want to listen to our broadcast tonight, and then I'll make my decision just like you.
Yeah. You know, I have – it's interesting that you remember that. I have tried this in the past, and the kids made fun of me and taunted me. So I'm not sure how I feel about doing it. It wasn't a experience. Even though I made it like a total of 20-something days. I don't know. I have to search my Facebook feed because I kept the count there. But they would at first they would make fun of me, and then they started taunting me and trying to make me yell. And I don't remember when I gave up, but I have been off the wagon for quite a while.
Well, I remember it was a while. You got through many, many, many more days than I could have at the time. I just remember thinking, wow, I can't believe she's made it this many days.
Right. Yeah. I remember also following Margie and thinking, wow, she made it past like 3 days. Holy cow, that's exemplary. And now, as you mentioned, she's made it a year and then some. And then, the other road school mom, who happens to be in the Sedona area with me, Kelly Savory, has been doing it since October, I want to say 14th. She does it slightly different, so she'll talk about what's working for her and how she's keeping motivated, but she's doing a great job. So my road school looked like this week. Well, I went to the Nutcracker today with road school mom Athena Pantacoke and road school mom Renee Steele. And we got to see the Verde Valley Ballet do the Nutcracker, which was beyond adorable and a lot of fun and brought me back to my days when my grandmother used to take me to New York City to see the New York Ballet do it at Lincoln Center. And finally, 40-some-odd years later, I finally appreciate those tickets and what you went through to get them.
Oh.
Love you, Graham. Thanks so much. And we made some gingerbread cookies. That's a tradition. Not gingerbread cookies, actually. Gingerbread houses. That's a tradition in our house. And the kids anxiously awaited me finding the box. And I finally found it. And then one second. Let me see there. And then we also, what else did we do? Well, we moved into the dry camping area. And, well, there's a hint to the full-time family's toy of the year in my road school pictures. So you might catch that. We'll be announcing that either today or tomorrow. I made the video. I made the blog post. I got all ready to announce it. And then for some reason the video refused to transfer to YouTube. So against my best plans, it's slightly delayed, but coming very soon. What was your road school looking like this week, Mary Beth?
Well, as I mentioned before, we took a small little trip this week back home that was fueled by, as you know, some of our listeners may have remembered in the past that one of the ways that we fund our on-the-road income is with our pilot car certification center. And so I actually, my dad owns a trucking company, and he needed an escort from Miami back to the Midwest, so I decided to take advantage of that prepaid trip back home to be able to see some family for Christmas. So that's what we did at the beginning of the week, and my kids were really excited to ride with him in the truck, and they kept logs of our travel days, and they figured fuel tax and how much fuel it was going to take to get to the next stop, and Tanner went with him to load and unload, and so he learned all about ETAs and delivery times and loading times and strapping and chains and pounds and weights and measures, and he had a big time. So it was very hands-on learning at the beginning of the week. And because we're out of our RV until we get back to Florida this week, we didn't have our normal school books or anything with us. So we totally put that on the shelf, so to speak. And we instead got started on the Road Trip Teacher's 12 Days of Christmas Holiday Guide, which we also done a holiday video on, just kind of a how-to video on how to get started on that copywork guide. And interestingly enough, I did not get it loaded to YouTube either, so I'm wondering if that maybe was a universal problem, because mine loaded to a whole different channel, and I couldn't get it on Road Trip Teacher. So if you're looking for our how-to video on
holiday guide. That should be available hopefully by tomorrow when my tech guy gets in and can fix it for me.
Cool. Well, yeah, I guess the YouTube gremlins were working against us, both of us, this week. That makes me feel way better. But I was able to go on my YouTube channel, and inspired by your 12 Days of Christmas, I have shared a video we made many, many years ago called The 9 Joys of Our Being, set to the 12 Days of Christmas song, and I hope that our viewers will be able to go check that out at the Full-Time Family's YouTube channel and recognize some of those quote-unquote joys we all experience as full-time RVers. So it's always back and look at those things that we made so long ago. Tonya was so little and Blaze was so little. Their little voices, they're just adorable. I don't know why anyone would yell at them.
Me either, especially that littlest one of yours. I love him. I miss him, that little voice.
Yeah, well, he does very much enjoy the least amount of yelling in the house. But yelling is definitely part of our lives, unfortunately. I was raised Italian, and we don't even speak at a normal level when we're just speaking. So you can imagine when we're excited in any way, shape, or form, the yelling comes out. Sometimes it's happy yelling, and sometimes it's aggravated yelling, but there is a lot of yelling. And it is something that I would like to work on. Just having more patience is something that I actually pray about nightly. And I feel like God keeps giving me these challenges to have more patience as opposed to just giving me the more patience. But it doesn't seem to be working out for me.
You know, that's so funny because I really don't you, whether it's like the beginning of the week or sometimes it's just the beginning of the next day, you know, I do that too. I think, God, give me the patience tomorrow to be a better person. I talk about lead by example. That's my big mantra right now. Lead by example. And, you know, it takes, anybody can be a good person, you know, in a good situation, but it's the person that really in a bad situation can handle it with grace and poise and the right words and the right tone and all that. And I want to be that person so badly. But I'm usually not. I'm just not. I try, but I'm not.
Yeah. I'm totally that person with other people's kids, and sometimes I have to fool myself, and maybe Sheila will tell us if this is a tactic in her list or not, I have to address my children as if they're not mine, because I'm usually way nicer, way more patient to other people's kids than my own, so that doesn't seem at all fair, and my children should reap the benefits of my patience and my manners. And that's what I do. I just sometimes when I really feel at my wit's end, I go, okay, let's just pretend that these are not my children. How would I act now? And I'm better.
Yeah. Well, and you know, one thing with our lifestyle, and even if not just our lifestyle, but if you homeschool your kids, you're with them all day long, and there's just a lot more chance for a run-in. I mean, it's just reality. You know, you don't have a break from each other, and when we're in our RV, we definitely don't have a break from each other. Nobody has a break from the whole family, usually. So there's bound to be little run-ins.
Absolutely. Well, without further ado, let's bring Sheila on from Orange Rhino and hear about how she started this entire phenomenon. And it is an internet phenomenon, so let's figure this out. Hello, Sheila. Welcome to Road School Mom.
Hi. How are you, girls?
I'm
great.
Oh, good. I was like, uh-oh, you can't hear me.
Sheila, we reached out to you because, as Mary Beth just mentioned, we are full-time homeschooling / road schooling mom, and we are with our children 24/7 and our spouses normally 24/7. And there's the potential for some tension and lack of patience in the house, and this Orange Rhino speaks to us. Can you tell us how you came about the idea and where you started this whole situation?
Absolutely. First off, I tip my hat to you. I could not do it. I would be yelling all the time because being around my kids 24/7 in an RV, I would lose it. So good for you. But it all started actually in a similar manner. I was stuck, or I put all my kids in my bedroom so I could breast pump, and the baby was sleeping, and they all turned the room into a battlefield, my boys. And I just let out a scream, top of my lungs. I'm like, just stop. You know, I was 6 months postpartum. I was tired. I was cranky and hormonal. And then all of a sudden I heard someone in the house, and it turned out that a handyman who had been helping us had let himself in. He had the garage code, and he heard all of us. And I was mortified because I said, wait a second. The 9 months that this gentleman was helping us with our house, I barely yelled because I didn't want him to think I was a bad parent. But then when they stop and leave the house, I'm yelling freely because he's not there. I'm like, that's backwards. My kids are my audience. That's who I should be trying to, quote, unquote, impress, not this handyman.
Well, that is such a good analogy. That's just such a good way to explain that. I not too long ago, one of my kids, they do that in the car where in the RV when we're going down the road, you know, they're recording you and they're recording stuff in the background. And I heard myself on a recording not very long ago. I haven't even shared this with Kimberly yet, but I was mortified. I mean, no one heard it. You know, it was just something they played back and they were like, listen to you, Mom. You know, they thought it was so funny. And I didn't think it was funny at all. I was mortified. I was like, oh my gosh, I sound like if I heard somebody else do that, I would have been, you know, not judgmental because we all know how it is. But at the same time, ooh, that is not the person I want to be.
Yeah, no, I mean, when I hear my kids yell at each other or use a certain tone or certain phrases, I'm like, you learned that from me. I role modeled that, and it feels, it's eye-opening, and it inspires me to really keep on trying to do my best, but it also, it's sad at times. I'm like, I cannot believe I sounded like that. So I get it.
That is so, that resonates with me so strongly, and those words, my kids are my audience, will now stay with me for the rest of my life. Every Sunday night, we have these wonderful guests that share their time with our Roadkill Moms and Mary Beth and I specifically, and we get these nuggets of information, like when the one single full-timing mom said, there is no such thing as balance, that's an illusion, stop trying to get there. Now this new is going to really become part of the fabric of my life, and I'm so excited for the rest of the interview. But I just want to say, right then and there, I'm floored, and I've already made my decision. But I'll save it for the end. Okay. So that's great. Now you realize you saw the problem. Now where does the rhino come from? Why is he orange? What's going on with that whole thing?
This is my all due to my 8-year-old, and he was about 5 at the time. I was looking for, like, not something to hide behind, because I was originally anonymous, but a symbol to inspire me. I just wanted something, you know, that I could look around and remember my promise, besides my gorgeous kids. And one day I just buckled all 4 kids into the minivan, which any mom knows is an absolute accomplishment. And my 5-year-old screamed in my face. And I said, wait a second, if I can't yell, what does that mean for you? And he was picking his nose, and he said, I can't yell, but I can still pick my nose, which was just hilarious because that's what I wanted to embody in my blog. I wanted it to be real and honest and lighthearted. So I looked up, you know, pick your nose, and it led me to rhinos. And the symbolism of a rhino is a calm animal that charges when provoked. And I was truly blown away by how perfect that was for my challenge because I'd like to think of myself as a calm person, but when I'm triggered, I charge with my words, you know, or at least I used to, without thinking twice. So I, you know, wanted to become a rhino, but I wanted to be slightly different. So I looked up a color that, you know, would give me determination and happiness and positive vibes, and that's how I came to orange.
Perfect.
Yeah, it worked
really
out perfectly. And actually, the neat thing is that in the middle, which this was not planned, in the middle of the orange rhino is the word anger.
Oh, I didn't see that until just now. How clever.
Isn't that? That was totally unplanned, but so cool.
So how?
It worked out really well.
So tell us how long that you, since you started this initiative and it was internally, you know, before you publicized it and, you know, it went viral on the internet, how long have you been on this path with no yelling as your focus?
I think, like, I've lost track, almost 3 years. I went 520 days straight not yelling. That was about a year and a half ago that I did yell. And then since then, I've kept my promise to try to be an orange rhino, but I let myself, I don't want to say off the hook, but I accept that I will have moments of weakness where I will yell. And it's obviously not my goal. My goal is to yell, you know, never. But I keep trying every day to be an orange rhino and to yell less and love more because it's just that is what I want to do. I just am trying to be nicer to myself and not, you know, offer myself a little bit of grace if I make a mistake.
Yell less, love more. I love that. We're gonna have a top 10 things of the Orange Rhino here before this is over.
Love it. Okay, so when I first came to your website, and it was through Margie Lundy, came to your website, I said, this is absolutely impossible for me. Absolutely, I cannot do this. Kudos for these lovely ladies. I have spent copious amounts of time with Margie Lundy, and honestly have never heard her yell. But according to her, she was a yeller, and she's a changed person, so I take that all at face value. When I got to your website, I saw coping strategies, and it clicked. Oh, great. So can you share with our listeners who are thinking, no way, no how, there's no way I cannot yell, what those coping strategies that are that you suggest instead of yelling?
I think the important thing to note is that there's coping strategies that you should do before you're even close to yelling, and then there's ones when you feel like you're warming up, and then in the moment when it's past, you know, you're already about to scream. The number one thing I learned I need to do as a coping strategy to make sure I don't yell is take care of myself. I definitely don't prioritize myself. I put my four kids and my husband before me and even my friends, and that just makes me run down and unable to think clearly and calmly and control my, you know, my mood. So that's number one, coping. Then in regards to if your body's kind of warming up and you feel, you know, your heart racing, your hands are sweating, you feel anxious all of a sudden, that's generally a sign that you're about to yell. One of my biggest things that I did is I would just turn around and yell into any inanimate object, whether it be a closet, a garbage can, a purse, just to get the stress out and not at my children. You know, I like to say that if you yell into a freezer, you know, waffles don't have feelings, but kids do. So that's one thing I do. And then, you know, if the words are just slipping out, I turn it into garbledygook. You know, I might go like, ooga shmooga booga, or make it like talk like a robot, or I'll try to whisper. I just try to do something fun and different with my mouth so that since it's too late and something's coming out, at least I can stop it and change it and make all of us relax and laugh a bit. And then the last thing I do quite often is anything physical. And this was taken wrong on the TV the other day. By that, I mean physical exercise, whether it's jumping jacks, doing squats, doing push-ups. Anything that gets my blood running a little bit in a positive way also helps to give me that calmness I need so I can speak clearly.
That's interesting, because maybe I'm already on the road to the Orange Rhino and didn't know it, because I will tell you that this has been something that even before we knew that you were going to come and join us on the show, which we're so excited about, I was already working on this internally with myself. And one thing that I had done not too long ago was I started singing. When I got mad at them, and I would sing loudly, but I was still singing, and so they knew it was okay. And it was so funny, because what I realized very quickly was, again, when you lead by example, that they were doing the same things to each other. And so, when you started this, how quickly can we expect our kiddos to follow our lead in this yelling pattern or lack of?
I would say it's interesting. It's like a bell curve, if I get that right. When you start, your kids are actually, there's a potential they're going to act worse, and that's just because they're pushing your limits to see, oh, my God, wait a second, mom's not yelling when I do this. That means I can get away with it. I can get away with more. But then when you stick your ground, I'd say 7 to 10 days maybe. Maybe it was less. They realized that I was truly not going to yell. And they got it, and then they started doing it to each other, you know, or even dad, Orange Rhino, dad, you can't yell, you know, so they just, they mirrored it. And now, you know, one of my favorite things is I made Orange Rhino signs. I cut out my Orange Rhino, put them on popsicle sticks, and I had the kids hold them up as like stop signs for me. So that got them involved. So they really started to see my physical expressions of what yelling looks like, and I think it helped them start to recognize it in their siblings. So they now, you know, either they tone back their behavior or if they feel themselves, my six-year-old loves to go get the squeeze balls and squeeze the heck out of them until he's calmed down. So it can happen, mm-hmm. but just know that in the beginning it might not be smooth.
Okay, so now I want to remind our listeners, you, most of our guests come with presents, and you are no excuse to presents, but I'm just going to mention that if you want to get in on the giveaway, which will happen in probably 10 to 15 minutes,
You can dial area code 425-440-5100 and use conference ID 026375#. If you didn't get any of that information, you're going to want to just go to www.roadschoolmoms.com, and there's a little event box that has all those numbers. And in 10 or 15 minutes, we're going to have two drawings for the two presents that Sheila from Orange Rhino brought with her for our listeners. So get in on that, and we'll tell you how you can be part of that drawing. Okay, so my other question is, you started to allude to this, what changes have you seen in your family in general as a whole since you created this initiative in your life?
I would just, it's going to sound cheesy and cliche, I would just say for me, I love everything more. And I think it goes with my kids too. I love time with my kids more because I'm more relaxed. I love watching them more because I'm really looking for the positive in them because I know that helps me not yell. They are calmer because, you know, when I react to them calmly, it doesn't escalate their mood. It brings them down. So, calmness is contagious. I would say, you know, they also likewise are loving life and time with me more because we're all that much more relaxed. And temper tantrums are shorter. They still happen because they're kids, but they're shorter, which just makes the house so much lighter. And we can move forward and let go. And the other thing I would say is that I never expected to teach my kids so much about anger management by doing this. But again, role modeling, they're learning from that. So I can see their tempers coming under control and they're orange rhinoing, like I said, each other. And it's just really, it's neat to see the domino effect of how my change is making them, you know, become aware as well.
Well, that leads right into my next question, which is, I mean, it goes without saying that this is just not something that you do at home or that this is just within the walls of your house. So can you tell me, I mean, I think I know the answer to this, but doesn't this show through with your kiddos when they're not with you? I mean, and how they react to situations with, teammates or schoolmates or friends or people in general?
I would like to think yes. I mean, I know for me it definitely does. You know, I used to get frustrated on a bad day at, someone in traffic or whatever, and I would lose my cool. And now I'm just like, hey, let it go. It doesn't matter. And I think, my kids are young, but I do see my 6- and 8-year-old are starting to control themselves more when they're frustrated on, like, the playground and someone's not listening to them. And, again, with each other. I mean, I have 4 kids, so I'm a virtual playgroup on my own. So I do see it there, and I think – I really hope, rather, that it continues, the kindness that develops as a result of getting rid of yelling. I hope it does leak out into the rest of their lives because the world needs more kindness, you know?
Absolutely.
As we mentioned, there are quite a few Road School Moms that have taken your Orange Rhino Challenge to heart, and one of them is on the line with us. Welcome, Kelly Fabry.
Hi. Thanks for having
Hello.
Me.
So Kelly has been
okay.
Here you're fine, Kelly. Kelly has been the Orange Rhino. Well, let's backtrack. Kelly has 5 children, and one of them is 9 months old. Is that right, Kelly?
Almost 11 months.
Oh, almost 11 months. Okay, so she's got a house full, and she's a full-time RVing mom. She's got a lot going on, and she decided to take the Orange Rhino Challenge back in October. So tell us, Kelly, why did you decide to take the challenge?
Well, I first found out about the challenge, admittedly, like a while ago, probably about 1.5 years ago, and was amazed by it, just really doubted that I could do it. Rage and temper and just really losing it, unfortunately, was such a part of my daily life that it seemed just unachievable. And I really just sort of had a make or break moment in October where I blew up at one of my children and another child who wasn't even involved just really broke down. And I saw her brokenness and I felt my own brokenness. And it was just one of those moments where I finally said, you know what, God, I surrender this. And it just can't go on like this anymore. And that was it. It was like that moment. You know, I've read about your moment that you had with the contractors in the house. That was just my moment where I went, enough already. And I bought the book, started reading it, and I think a pivotal epiphany for me was the realization that I could control it when I was out in public, which is something you had talked about. And I wasn't about to do what I did in private and public, which means I chose to do it in private. And I was not controlling myself, and I wasn't considering my children's feelings the way I considered other people's.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I started, mine's tailored a little differently. I took your permission to make the challenge when I needed to, what would work for me. And so mine's structured a little differently, but my kids and my husband, you know, are both holding me accountable, and it's changed pretty much everything in our family. So,
yay!
I think, you know, it's like you, it is. And, you know, I think more than anything that when I laid my head on my pillow at night, there was a lot of shame and a feeling like I'm not enjoying my children enough. And I'm not teaching them what I want them, you know, who I want them to be is not who I am. And, you know, I want to be Christ-like. I want to be gentle and kind, and I want to be loving to them. And I was not. So, it's definitely not easy, but it's definitely worth it.
No, I couldn't agree more. I remember the shame going to bed at night and the sadness that I was not enjoying moments that I could have because I was so uptight, and either if I wasn't yelling, all my triggers were such a big factor in my life that I was grumpy. So, you know, I get down sometimes about what I lost, but I just try to remind myself that it's not too late, and at least I've changed the path now.
Yes.
But it's great that you've done it, and good for you for changing it to make it work for you. I think that's really, really important because 365 and even 30 days is truly daunting for some people, and I get that.
Yeah.
So I think it's terrific.
Well, I think to Kimberly, for me, a big thing was my structure is actually one of the things you said. You know, I think you had said it in at the beginning of the book, and mine is structured where, and mine encompasses other things. It's not just yelling. It's like, you know, I can't say anything I wouldn't want coming out of my children's mouth, and you know, so
yeah.
There's a couple parameters there, and so my first step back day was saying a word that I wouldn't want them. It wasn't actually yelling. But I determined for me what worked best, at least for now. My goal is eventually to do 365 consecutive days, but I do a two-day penalty. If I do anything outside the bounds of what I know I'm trying to achieve, it's a two-day setback. And I come to everybody and I let them know, you know, I'm resetting myself 2 days. So I started October 13th, but right now I'm set back to the 19th. So you know, and I just, for me, it was so much of this not yelling and is more about loving more.
Yeah.
Showing them grace and showing myself grace. And being able to forgive them for things and forgive myself. So for me, it really needed to be about more about tracking progress than perfection.
Yes. No, I mean, And that is the message I ultimately want to get out, which I think you nailed it.
Yeah.
It really is about loving more. There's a new image I have that I haven't released yet, but it's a scale. And basically one side is a bucket of hearts that's showing the love more, and it's touching the bottom, and the yelling is up high. And that's just at the end of the day, you want to have so many more loving moments in your life that those outweigh the non-loving moments or the more yell-filled moments, because that's what we remember, you know, at least for me.
Yeah.
That's what I look back and remember from my childhood. And you're right, it's not just yelling. I mean, it could be how we look at our children sometimes, or even sarcasm can get pretty bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it sounds like you're on a great path, though.
Well, I've noticed, too, it's interesting. When the yelling stopped, the thing that really increased in our house was laughing.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot more laughter and a lot more enjoyment. And it's not that there's not hard days, like you said. It's five kids and it's homeschooling, and there's a lot and there's a lot of triggers and there's a lot of things that can go wrong. But, you know, definitely I just feel like there's a greater sense of one of the quotes in the book about if you can't fight or flee, just go with the flow. I think it's something along those lines.
Yes.
So
I love it.
For me, that's a big thing, is just realizing, like, you know, there's certain things about each kid's personality and my own that just, you know, they might not change, and we just have to love each other through it all. So,
yeah, that is definitely a quote that I love, because there's some times where I almost surrender. I'm like, I can't win here. The situation's not going to get better. So let's just go with the flow, you know? So we're going to eat in our pajamas on the floor tonight, and it's going to be a mess, and that's how it's going to be. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it is. And you're going to end up laughing more, because you're taking life less seriously in a way. So, and who doesn't love listening to a kid giggle?
Yes.
Yeah.
Kelly, I'm so excited and so encouraged by your how you've taken on this challenge and how you're really succeeding. And even with those today's penalties that you're doing a fantastic job, and being a real inspiration to your own daughters as well as all your children, but to other moms like myself as well. I'm really, really thankful that it was actually you, Kelly, and talking to you that made me reach out to Sheila. It had always been in the back of my mind that I would love to have Sheila on the show. But the way you spoke about how your challenge was going and how passionate you were, I said, you know, I really need to do that. I really need to finally figure out what Sheila's email address is and see if she'd like to be on the show. So I really appreciate you sharing your journey with us.
Thanks.
Absolutely. Okay, I think we're ready to give our gift away. So, Sheila, tell us what you brought with you.
Well, I have a signed book that I will send to her, whoever wins. It's been mentioned here, but the name of the book is Yell Less, Love More, and it's a 30-day guide that kind of encapsulates all the main lessons I learned that helped me stop yelling. And every day there's a short story that people can relate to, followed by the top orange rhino revelations, some simple steps to follow, as well as tips to try for the day. Again, going back to the coping strategies of being at, like, different levels. In addition to that, I have an orange rhino goodie bag. It's kind of like an emergency bag. It has some orange nail polish in it, a pen, and some orange sticky notes, which I put up all over the house as a reminder, just some fun things to be surrounded by orange so that you can remember to yell less and love more.
Okay, well, this is how we're going to do it. We've got a whole bunch of people on the switchboard, so star 2 allows you to raise your hand. So the first hand raise that I see will be tonight's winner. And I'm looking, star 2. Okay, here we go. Oh, good. She'll be very thankful. Christy Smith is our winning mom. So, Smith, we'll be sure to get your Orange Rhino book, Yell Less, Love More. Is that right? Yell Less, Love More, or Love More, Yell Less?
Yep. I know. Yell Less, Love More. You got it.
and your survival pack out to you, and I will be getting Sheila, your contact information. So just PM me your snail mail address where you want it sent to, and I will make sure to pass that on to Sheila. Okay, so Kelly and I were talking one day, and we said, okay, it's a 365-day challenge. Now, does that mean you should start yelling at 366?
No, absolutely not. I actually just wrote this today in the book club I did for the book. It's a journey. Every day you wake up, it's a new day to try to be an orange rhino. So even if you've gone 365 days, you have so many more years and moments with your kids, and you should just keep trying. Knowing that, again, the goal is to yell less and love more. You'll have good moments, and obviously life changes. Kids get older, there's new stresses, there's new personal stresses, so you're going to have to keep working at figuring out what are your triggers and what's going to work to keep you calm so you don't yell. So I know that sounds daunting, but it really is an everyday commitment, not necessarily to succeed and be perfect, a commitment to try to do your best.
Very cool. Mary Beth, with us?
I am. I was just waiting to say that one thing I was thinking of that that you said earlier, Sheila, is about, you know, that you have to take care of yourself. And one thing that I think is road school moms and homeschool moms, really moms in general, you know, that's the chief thing that we don't do. We take care of our kids and our husbands and our friends and your church and everything else that needs to be done. You forget to take care of yourself. But You know, really, I just want to encourage our road school moms, especially our community, that you have to take some time out during the week for yourself. And that was actually Kimberly and I's main goal when we started this show, was that there was 1 hour a week that we could look forward to, that we could connect with other road school moms with the same similar concerns and problems and thoughts and all that kind of thing. And I think Kimberly will probably agree with me that I can tell you that I've found that even though we started this for our community and the other road school moms that we have met along the way, I can tell you that I look forward to this 1 hour every single week. And I don't care where I am or what I'm doing or how stressed out I am or what I've got going on, I can't wait to get to this hour so I can connect with, you know, former road school moms that we've met and all the new ones along the way, and all the great guests we have like Sheila tonight, because it really, really does make a difference.
Oh, thank you. No, you're right. And, I mean, just connecting with people, I didn't realize how important connecting with friends was for me until I had to stop and really, I call it my recipe for calm. You know, what are the three things I need to do for myself to keep myself calm? And it's just like you're saying, I need to connect with other moms. And it just gives you, it grounds you. You realize you are more normal than you think. You get some good laughs. So it is important. Even just now having a conversation with other adults, that's going to make me go to sleep better.
Absolutely. Appreciate you taking the time to address our community and share your very poignant story with us. And, you know, the honesty that you conveyed with us just means the world to us, because it gives us hope, right? It gives us inspiration to connect on this level. In our little Facebook world where we only take pictures of the absolute best things that happen in our lives, it's easy for people to forget that we are real women struggling with real problems just like everyone else. And when we're finally honest enough with ourselves and with our spouses and with our friends, we can start moving out of that and get the help we need. And so I am declaring, as of 7:42 my time, that I am now accepting the Orange Rhino Challenge. And thank you so much for the inspiration. And I will be posting my progress as we go on our Road School Mom Facebook page. What about you, Mary Beth?
Come on. You know how competitive I am. It's on.
Okay. So let's take it to the next level, Mary Beth, and let's have a wager.
Oh, there you go.
What is it that you want to wager, Kimberly?
I don't know. The first person that screws up needs to get on a plane to see the other person?
I love it. Oh, fun.
The first person, I don't know, because I might want to do that just because I really want to see you, but no. Okay, so the first person messes up has to pay the ticket for the other one to come and see him. Within
30 days. I'm all in.
Oh, that sounds like fun. That's like almost, not a reason to yell, but yell with joy.
Absolutely. I'm all in. I love it, Mary Beth. You're on.
You're on. I love that. Sheila, thank you so much for this evening. We so needed this for so many reasons, and especially this time of the year. I think it's always it's always a time when you look back at the year and you think about all the great things that happened, all the things maybe not so great, and, you know, what better time than to accept this challenge and make a difference in the way that your kids perceive you and how you share your experiences with your kiddos. I love it. So thank you so much.
No, thank you for having me. And it is, you nailed it. It's a great gift to give to yourself and your family to become an Orange Rhino. So I give everyone my congratulations for even thinking about it, and wish everyone the best of luck.
Well, thanks so much again. I just want to mention, I saw a shirt recently that reminded me of Orange Rhino. It didn't have anything to do with it, but this kid was wearing it. And excuse me.
Ooh.
It said, a rhino is really just a chubby unicorn.
I like that.
Yeah, I do too. It was just really a paradigm shifter for me. So thanks.
That's
again.
Funny. I like that. We all need the magic of a unicorn. We all need to believe we can do it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thanks, Sheila, for inspiring all of us. I really appreciate it. And for more information, go to orangerhino.com.
Have a good night.
Good night. Oh, that was so good, Mary Beth.
I knew there was going to be some competition coming out of this before the night was over.
I had no idea. That came upon me. So what's going to be really bad about this is our kids are going to be conspiring behind our backs. You know this.
Yes, I know. But they're not getting plane tickets.
I know. That's what needs to be very clear to them right out of the gate. This has nothing to do with the kids. There will be no kids accompanying the plane trip.
Yeah, exactly.
I really hate it that you're going to have to go back on your word and come to Florida.
That will be such a hardship for me. Okay, so step one, and she suggested do this, and I've seen Kelly with hers on, and I've seen Margie Lundy's with hers on. You need to go get yourself an orange piece of yarn or string or something and tie it around your wrist so that you have a constant reminder of what it is you're trying to accomplish, and that, you know, it's a visual cue, and your kids can see it too, and you can sit them down and explain it to them that you're doing this and that you'd love their help with the project, which is probably where I went wrong. Because I, you know, like you, I like to do everything headstrong and on my own. But but at requesting their help, I think would go a long way this time around. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, me too. I think this will be a great thing. And it'll be fun to document with our Road School Moms group. It'll keep us accountable. So that'll be another good thing.
Absolutely. Okay, so we talked about our Road School week. We talked to Sheila. We gave away presents, as always. Going on at Full-Time Families this week, well, there's a lot going on. As I might have mentioned before, I have signed up as a Young Living consultant. And because, as you know, I have been all about oils for how many months? Way too
forever.
Many months. Forever. And so I, my habit was getting very, very expensive. And I wasn't 100% sure with the purity that I was getting for how much I was spending for it. And I was having to place orders because I had, you know, used up everything that was available in stores, and I was now using more obscure oils that I was going to have to order. So it seemed that Young Living was a good fit for me at this time. And this week I hosted my first tea, and I thought to myself, you know, you and I on Sunday nights, one Sunday night a week, talk about location-independent income, and we've already established our streams of location-independent income, you with Road Trip Teacher and me with Full-Time Families, that is a learned art, right? Niche and affiliate marketing is a really learned art. Is it possible for someone to make a living with a straight-out-of-the-box MLM business, whether it be Thrive Foods, whether it be Norwax cleaning products, whether it be Plexus, whatever it is it really possible to make a business out of it? And I contend that the answer is yes. I contend that this lifestyle is actually perfect for it, because if you are really moving, you're meeting tons of new people all the time, and so your pipeline of customers is vast. So I hosted my first tea, and I put a sign-up sheet in the lodge, and me and my kids and Laura Hamilton's kids canvassed every single 172 campers in the campground, and 25 ladies showed up. So I was thrilled with the outcome.
Wow.
And yeah, it was terrific, and a lot of my friends came, which was very special and encouraging to me, too. A lot of Road School Moms there. So it was great, and I loved hosting it, and I loved sharing what oils can do for you as far as health and wellness goes, and it was a great fit for me. So now I am going to be walking the walk that you and I talk about and seeing what kind of results I can get with an MLM business, and I will be posting that and talking about that on upcoming shows and tell you how my progress is, and if I come up with any brainstorm ideas for other Road School Moms who are part of an MLM business, I'll be sure to share that with you. But my first step is let everyone in the campground know that you are available to sell them that product. And that's step one. And you can do that by hosting a class or by hosting a party or, in my case, a tea, or you can just have advertisements on your vehicle or put a shingle up at your site. Variety of ways to let people know that the product is available through you, and I suggest that that be step one. So that went really well. And then at Full Time Families, we are working with author Mike Graff, who was on the line with us last week. He is the author of The Adventures with the Parkers National Parks Realistic Fiction Series. Totally a lot of fun. These books, we love these books in our house. And so him and I have developed a
12-month book club because there's 12 books. So every month we are going to be going through a different book, and it's totally self-paced for the month, and your whole family is invited to participate. There'll be discussion questions up and prompts to add your pictures and your stories at the book club page. And then at the end of the month, we'll be having our monthly book club party where Mike Graff will join us and answer any questions you might have about the book or what the Parkers are doing, and also give away a copy of the next book for the next month. So it's a lot of fun. And if you want more information about that and to get onto the book club page, you can go to fulltimefamilies.com and you'll see right there that we are adventuring with the Parkers. Another thing I mentioned is FTF Toy of the Year announcement will be coming out this week. And we have the top 25 gift guide for full-time RVing families. So if your family is asking you, bugging you, what do you want, what should we get you, we know you don't have a lot of space, that's a great guide that you can just copy and paste a link to them, and they can pick anything off of that. I'm sure you will be thrilled to receive anything on there. So that's what's going on in full-time families. What's going on at Road Trip Teacher?
Well, Road Trip Teacher is going to continue our series on homeschooling through the holidays, and we're going to be sharing all the free printables that we're coming up with. And, again, the video will come in the next 24 hours or so that will help you. If you've never done a copy work guide or study guide before and it seems daunting, then hopefully our short video with the Road School 101 crew will help you see how easy that can be. You can adapt it to whatever ages you have in your road school. And help you get along with that, because it really is a fun project. The 12 Days of Christmas is the one that we're working on this week. And I can tell you that's kind of our theme this year. And it's the song that gets sung a lot. One thing that I love about it, my kiddos, they keep wanting to write it over and over, and I love that because there's just a lot of, you know, bigger words and words that we don't use in our everyday language that is in that song. And we've also learned a little bit about the history of the 12 Days of Christmas and the real 12 Days of Christmas from a religious background. So that's been a lot of fun. So we're going to be sharing that with them on our Facebook page this week as the 12 Days of Christmas actually are kicking off. Was that yesterday, I guess, is when the actual 12 Days kicked off. So we are going to be sharing that on our Facebook page. And then also Diary of a Road Mom has as a recap of the 5 things not to do in your convection oven. And that will springboard, that springboards into 5 days to a holiday meal that can all be cooked in your convection oven in your rig. So we'll be sharing that every day this week as well over at Diary of a Road Mom. And beyond that, we're just going to be heading to Florida where there's some warmer weather. I can't wait to get back down there and get our decorations finished and all that holiday stuff. I love this time of year.
Yeah, me too. I really do. Even though it is stress-inducing, and I have found myself almost in a bad mood for a good bulk of the last week for some reason, and it's just holiday stress I know on my shoulders. So we scaled back with our road school activities so that we can have just more time and less busyness. Also, I think I've been conditioned, and I think maybe other road school moms might understand what I'm talking about, but if you were raised in a house where stress and holidays went hand in hand, I think, as I was, I think I've been conditioned to think that the holiday time necessarily be stressful. And I'm learning to unravel those two things and trying to really just enjoy this time, whether it's holiday time or just December or whatever you want to call it. I'm just trying to enjoy the time I have with my family.
Well, it really is. I mean, the best thing you can give anyone is the gift of time. And I love what Sheila said about your kiddos being your audience and, you know, keeping that in mind from the first light of the day, you know, really will help you keep focused. It's something that I guess we shouldn't focus so much on in December and then maybe not so much in January. That's probably one of my, I don't really make resolutions for the new year, but I definitely try to, look for something, some changes that I can make. And that for me is definitely going to be one of them. Because time definitely does not stand still, as we both know.
Yeah, no, it's true, and we've already gotten this far, so we might as well do it to the best of our ability and I'm really excited about this challenge this time. I'm really excited to be racking up the days and see and to have you as both a motivating partner and my competition. It's going to be fun.
Yes, it is. One thing I do want to mention, so I guess when you were talking about your new business adventure, it was making me think about how the next 2 weeks are going to be kind of crazy, and I know we're not going to have an official live show over the next week or two. So I will remind, I had several emails come a couple of weeks ago, the last time we talked about the pilot car class, but as you know, the STF rally that we're going to have in Tampa, there will be the opportunity for anyone interested in the pilot car program and how do you get certified and all the things that you can do with it and not do with it as far as being certified. Well, we will actually have a free seminar at the STF rally. I'm really looking forward to that. And I just found out this last week that we'll actually be able to hold a certification class the following Sunday at the end of the rally. So you can actually come to the rally as part of that. It's in the free seminar, and then if you choose to and it's something that you think might benefit your family and your income stream, you'll actually be able to be certified before you leave that area. So I'm very excited about that.
That is really exciting. I love that idea. And so it's the rally, and then the following Friday, registration is now open for the Lakeland field trip with student tickets starting at $8. So that's definitely two things you want to get involved in if you're going to be down in the Florida area. And you can find both of those things at fulltimefamilies.com. Well, it's been a great show. I'm looking forward to our time off. As Mary Beth just mentioned, we won't be back live until January, 11th, when we will be talking to a health and wellness expert about being healthy and happy in the new year. So until then, we hope that you have a stellar Merry Christmas and a wonderful Happy New Year, and that Mary Beth and I get to cross paths with you in 2015.
That is so right, and happy holidays from my family to all of yours. It's been a wonderful season, and we can't wait to all the great things we have coming here at Road School Moms after the first of the year. And until then, God bless and safe travels.
This is Kimberly.
And this is Mary Beth, your Road School Moms, on the road where education meets adventure. Until next time, we wish you safe travels and leave you with our traveler's prayer. Lord, be our guide and protector. Let those I encounter be blessed by my words. Let my hands be filled with your work, and may I be filled with your grace and kind words for others. May I be a light unto those around me on the journey ahead. Amen.
Amen. This has been a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. If you'd like more information, go to roadschoolmoms.com.